Madison owned and operated. But Shawnee Radio App, they said we couldn't do it, and we did it anyway. The hottest independent network in the world.
Kaboom!
Kaboom!
Hi, welcome to this week's Moments into Momentum podcast, where we talk about how to drive great progress and forward momentum in our lives and build that positive momentum that we need to get us where we're trying to go. This week, I want to talk about what's holding you back from getting where you want to go to, from taking that next step, from doing that thing that you want to do. And in most cases, I think that answer is fear. We're afraid of something, whatever that is. We're afraid of failure. We're afraid of rejection. We're afraid of the unknown. We're afraid of a zillion different things that could impact our lives. And that is often a thing that that keeps us from making choices, making moves, doing things to help push forward. And for me anyway, one of those big fears is that, or one of the big fears that's held me back before and made me rethink what I was contemplating doing is that I was going to lose, or that I'm going to lose everything that I already have. I feel like I've worked so hard and done so many things and changed so much and taken so many steps to get to where I am today that when I look at doing things in the future, taking on something new, trying a new challenge, pushing myself in a different way, that a thought that often comes to the forefront of my mind is, but what if you lose all of this that you have? What if you shift your attention or you do something different and now you don't make money for a while because you start a new endeavor, or you go try to start a new company, or you do a different career path or something like that? And what if you no longer have a great job? What if you no longer have a position? What if you no longer make good money? What if you no longer do all of these things that impact my life the way that it looks right now? And that has held me back at times from doing the things that I really want to do, from taking that next big step. Because I think to myself, well, things are pretty good. I've got a good thing going here. I've busted my tail to get to where I'm at right now and to have the things that I have. And I like this life that I have. I like the comfort that I have. I like the things that I can do. I like the freedom that I have. I like where my life is at. I've got a great house. I've got all these things that I've wanted for so long. And so when I think about the idea of if I change, I could lose that. And it is true, right? Anytime that you make a chance or make a change, there's a chance that you could lose what you have. But the one thing that I always have to remind myself of, and the one thing that helps me settle when I get to those situations, is I take a step back and I remind myself, even if you do lose it, you've gotten it before. You know how to get there again. You don't lose the experience that got you there. You don't lose the knowledge that put you in the place where you are now. You don't lose the resume background. You don't lose the insights that you have and any of the other value that you've brought. All of that experience still stays with you. That's yours. And that will be yours too. It's something that you've earned. You've gathered those skills and knowledge and experience and value propositions. Those are yours, that no matter what you decide to do, no matter what anybody else says to you, you get to keep all of that value that you've created in your own life. And if you've done it before, it should be easy to do it again. You have the blueprint. You can always go backwards. If you think about anywhere that you've been in the past in your life, if you weren't living the life that you wanted to, if you want to go back and you want to say, hey, you know what, I really want to go back to this meaningless job that didn't provide me with much of a sense of fulfillment and didn't give me the economic benefit that I was hoping for. If you look at your life and you say, I want to go back to that, I bet that you'd look at that and you'd say, yeah, I could go do that right now, but why would I ever want to? Why would I ever want to go backwards to something that I've already done before, something that I've gotten away from and gotten out of? And when I remind myself of that thought, of the idea that I can always go back to what I've already done before. I can always go back to working at restaurants, or I can always go back to working on fire alarm systems, or I could always go back. I have that knowledge. I have that experience. I can do those things again, but I don't want to. That's not what I want to accomplish out of my life. And I think about, you know, I could go back to any of the things that I've done. I could go back to applying for jobs that don't require advanced degrees. I could go back to lower level positions that have less responsibility and less work, that maybe pay a little bit less, but have a little bit less stress and a little bit less pressure on them. I could do all of those things anytime that I want. But I know that my future self isn't backwards. That's not where I'm trying to get to. And when I think about it in that way, that every single thing that I have now is because I made a change from something that I was doing before. And I could always go back to something that I've already done. I could always go backwards. That's not a very challenging thing to do, to go back and say, what job did I have before I graduated college? What job did I have before I gained this knowledge and experience and insight? And thinking about going back to those things, they're always going to be there. There's always a path backwards. But that's not the path that we want to live on. That's not the direction that we want to go. We always want to go forward. And so for me, my fear is that I'm going to lose what I have now. But I know that I can always go back to where I am now. If I take a step forward and I go and I change and I do something different, my ability to go back into a finance job right now that I'm in, you know, I should be able to do that without any problem. And if I decide that it's something that I want to change in my life and go forward and do something different, I need to make sure that I'm not letting that fear of losing what I have hold me back, because it doesn't make sense. I may lose it, but I know that I can get it back again because I've done it before. I have the t-shirt, so to speak, right? I've got the banners, I've got the medal, whatever it is, that I know I can go back to do it again. I know that I have what it takes. I know that I can accomplish that. And so do you, that you can take that step forward to do something interesting and meaningful in your life. Take that step to do something that's going to challenge you and push you in a new way. And when that fear starts to creep in, whatever that fear is in your mind, like I said, for me, it's the fear of losing these things, because I've worked so hard to get to where I am today, that's one of the fears that sometimes holds me back. But whatever your fear is, if your fear is that people are going to reject your idea, people didn't have your idea before you put it out there anyway. So even if that's your fear, hey, if you go and it doesn't work out and you try something and you do something that matters and is meaningful to you and people reject it, you were doing it for your own benefit anyway. You were doing it because it's what you believed was the right thing to do. And people would have never had the opportunity to even look at your idea if you hadn't put it out there, if you hadn't put yourself in that position. And so maybe it doesn't feel good, but that fear doesn't matter, because you can always go back to the position where, hey, now people have seen it and still don't use it. You're in no different of a position other than you've taken a step and you've done something, and maybe you learn something and you get that feedback from the people around you, from the market, on what they're looking for, and you can make a small change that you would have never learned that information, that insight that you needed to make a small change in your product or your service if you hadn't put it in front of the market for them to provide that feedback. If your fear is failure, then you are already failing by not taking the action. You are not succeeding at that thing. And if success is a win, then, and failure is the opposite of that, then if you're not succeeding, you're by default failing at it. And so if you don't even try, then you're failing already. So if your fear is failure, what if I try this and it doesn't work out? Well, it certainly isn't working out if you don't try it. And all of these fears that we keep in our minds and hold so close to our hearts and use to drive decisions in our lives every day often just don't really matter. It doesn't make sense, because what we're trying to do is we're trying to do the things that fill our purpose and provide that value to the world that we know that we're intended to provide, to give that benefit to people around us that we know is our purpose and will help us to feel fulfilled and satisfied in our lives and drive great success. And we keep holding ourselves back because of fears of things that really don't matter. If you can think about it in the right way, that they really don't matter. What if I lose everything? I've made it before. I can do it again. I can go backwards. No problem. Just like I can go backwards from anywhere that I'm at right now in my life. What if I fail at this? You're already failing if you're not doing it. That's your 100% guarantee, right? It's Wayne Gretzky. You miss 100% of the shots that you don't take. You will not be able to succeed. You don't even give yourself the opportunity to succeed without trying. You're afraid of rejection. What if they do reject your idea? What if people tell you no and say that that's crazy, that's a bad idea, don't do that? You're in no different of a place other than you've learned something new, you've pushed something forward, and you have the opportunity to change and adapt or to keep selling in a different way and push things forward in a different way to tell your message in a way that resonates with the people who need whatever it is that you have to offer. And all of these things can't happen without taking that next step. And we need to stop holding ourselves back from achieving our purpose and our goals and our visions because of fears that don't really matter, that shouldn't impact us because we know that we can overcome them. Anything that we can come up with that we're afraid of in pushing our vision forward and taking that next step, we should also be able to look at and say, but here's the reason why that fear doesn't matter. Here's the reason why I should be able to push forward and I should be able to accomplish and achieve this thing that matters to me, fulfill my purpose, and take that next step in my life. So take some time this week, look at yourself in the mirror and ask yourself, what's holding me back? Be honest with yourself and stop letting it. Stop letting those fears hold you back. Stop letting that uncertainty hold you back. And remind yourself that you have everything that you need to achieve your purpose in life. All that you need to do is go out there and start taking those actions today. That's all I've got for this week. I hope you have a great week. I hope you are living your purpose and taking those steps every day in your life, building that momentum and finding ways to overcome the fears that are holding you back. Have a great week.
100% owned and operated by Shawnee Radio App. They said we couldn't do it, and we did it anyway. The hottest independent network in the world.
Kaboom!
Kaboom! Kaboom.